Beloved friends, you're listening to Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry. I hope to find listeners receptive of what I'm sharing today because it relates to your eternal future. Before I take up where I left off last week, I would urge you to go to one of my 40 websites, final-call.us, after the program. There are new developments that you should know about that are taking us a step closer to the coming tribulation. In fact, I received confirmation from a YouTube channel that I frequent, where it was revealed that a fella was at work and suddenly had a revelation from God of just one word, Telestai. That's John 19:30. Not knowing Greek nor what the word meant, he knew it was straight from God and got very excited that God had made himself real to him. The reason I believe the experience was authentic was not only my website that I constructed in October 23rd, 2016, named final-call.us, because it has a heading, Telestai, but my own encounter on October 23rd, 1970 with God, who doesn't use a lot of words, just seemed to parallel his experience slightly. Google deleted the YouTube, which is a sign that they don't want us to have this information in the public. In my case, a cloud came over me, the shape of a huge hand that covered my whole body. There was the sound of a waterfall. The words were not audible, but floated into my mind. It was similar to a death experience, where your life is flashed before you. I was made aware that I was all about vanity. In other words, it had nothing to do with serving God. It was related to me that I was sealed. Demonic spirits would not be able to attack me spiritually ever again. I had a vision of humanity in spiritual darkness. Above was the light with a veil that separates us from God. God communicated that he had plans for me without explaining what they were. I keep wondering, why me? I was ecstatic over the fact that I had entered into a new dependable reality which lasted many months. It led to a variety of unexpected experiences, culminating in Cephas Ministry 22 years later. The prophecy was fulfilled. I did not expect it anymore. On retiring, I plan to re-enter the art world. This year, I celebrate Cephas Ministry's 25th anniversary, from 1992 to 2017. Many believers who understand the times are producing articles, DVDs, CDs, audio tapes, and YouTubes on the web, not only to keep people understanding what is happening worldwide, but they share the gospel. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He's shining the light on the darkness to bring as many on board for Jesus Christ as possible. The persecution in the U.S. began in 2012. President Obama, a Muslim, ridiculed the Sermon on the Mount and began to censor free speech, ending with Hillary telling us that we are unredeemable, deplorables who must give up their faith. Speaking of the Antichrist in Daniel 7:25, he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change the times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and a dividing of times. Time and times and the dividing of times refers to the first half of the tribulation. In other words, the first 3.5 years. The tribulation saints are those who are left behind after the rapture. They are the Laodicean church who are lukewarm and others who suddenly see the light and repent. They will have to give up their lives to be saved. The actual final Antichrist is not revealed until the peace agreement is secured in Israel. As for the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, the Bible promised persecution because Jesus is not wanted to this day in the world in general. It is now believed that only 7% of the U.S. population identify with true Christianity. Life became very difficult on the web beginning with 2012, and today it's almost impossible to keep going. Technology is progressing rapidly to give the enemy more tools to make inroads into computers, close down websites, emails, and even PayPal without notice or reason why. Most researchers will be off the web shortly. Spiritual darkness will set in without the Word of God's light penetrating the darkness. How do I come to that conclusion, you might ask? Last fall, it was discovered that the King James Version as well as other versions are changed while sitting on our shelves. That also includes notes made by editors, lexical aids, concordances, and even audio tapes, MP3 files. Name it, there is nothing original available anymore today. That includes the 1611 King James Version. It is easy to prove to yourself that this discovery is true. Go to the website final-call.us and compare your Bible with the changes. Nobody knows how that could possibly happen. We know that God can perform signs and wonders as shared in Daniel 6:27. He delivered and rescued, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. We also know from Matthew 24:24 that Lucifer will have capabilities to do the same. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, shall show great wonders, signs and wonders, in so much that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. One simply can't get one's head around it. What was interesting is the Bible prophesied that the day would come in Amos 8, verse 11 through 12. Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to even east, they shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. In spite of God's promise, people put up a wall and say it is impossible. It divides believers. I have not heard one preacher address it. When confronted, they find out Find some excuse that that's impossible. Seems to me if the Bible is now incorrect and we are not to preach false doctrines, there is really no reason for the Bride of Christ, His Church, to remain on earth. The rapture has to be imminent. Telestai, it is finished. Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me now, okay? It will be available on cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. cephas-radio.com. Our Father who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing this word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark 13:22. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time is up, and I still want to address the similarity between Pope Francis's agenda and Gaia. It will have to wait till I complete what I talked about last week. The Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, left evangelicalism and joined the Eastern Orthodox Church, and what that means to the following, which is huge. I will continue next to show the reason why that is not a viable solution for believers. Sorry to say, our days of ministry are coming to an end, and we are liquidating all the material we have collected over 25 years of speaking out about false doctrines and cults. Cephas Ministry was founded by myself, a former Mormon. I spoke out about the LDS Church, JWs, Freemasonry, and many other misrepresentations of the gospel. Our materials relate to those areas, books, DVDs, CDs, etc., 90% off the original price. DVDs and CDs are originals, and the books are like new except for address labels that were removed. We invite you to visit cephas-thriftshop.com, cephasthriftshop.com. And then join our monthly newsletter at go-cephas.com. Till next week, be blessed in Christ Jesus. Rita Williams, cephasministry.com, CEPHAS. Shalom.